Please turn our Bibles to Matthew chapter 5, verses 17 to 20.
请把圣经打开到马太福音第五章十七到二十节。
There is a trend in Christianity today which emphasizes the grace and love of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
在基督教现在有一个趋向，就是大大的强调了耶稣的恩典和爱。
But because they overemphasize the grace and love of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, they abuse the good teaching of the Scripture and oftentimes lead the congregation members to sin.
那是因为他们过度的强调了耶稣的恩典和爱呢，他们就滥用了圣经里其他的教义，以至于会众就犯了罪。
Since the grace of God is greater than all our sin, so therefore let us sin all we want. It does not matter what we do in our lives.
他们说，既然神的恩典是大过我们的罪，那我们就尽情去犯罪吧，这一点关系都没有。
So there will be husbands who will commit adultery.
所以就有做丈夫的就犯了奸淫的罪。
And after they have been found out by their wives, when being confronted, they would tell the wife,So what? I have already been forgiven by Jesus Christ.
当妻子发现这一点，他们说：“这又算为什么？我的罪已经得到耶稣的赦免了。”
I already have a place in heaven, so I can do what I want.
我在天国已经有一个地方了，所以我可以为所欲为。
So you go your way, I will continue to commit adultery.
他说：“你就做你的事吧，我会继续犯这奸淫的罪，奸淫的罪。”
Is this what the gospel of Christ is all about?
这是主耶稣基督的福音吗？
If you understand what it means for Christ to be our righteousness, you will not have such a behavior.
如果你真正了解基督是我们的义是什么意思呢？你就不会有这样的行为了。
Neither will you go to the other extreme like the Pharisees to practice legalism.
你也不会像法利赛人这样去到另外一个极端，只是强调他们的礼仪条文。
In those days, the people of Israel would look up to the Pharisees as model examples of religion.
在耶稣的时代呢，人们就会看待这些法利赛人呢为宗教的一个典范。
They thought that if there were people who will go to heaven, the Pharisees will be the first to enter.The doors of the gates of heaven.
他们认为，倘若有任何人可以去到天国，那么法利赛人肯定是第一批可以进入天国的大门的。
But the Pharisees were heavily condemned by the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
但是这群法利赛人呢，却被耶稣大大的定罪了。
And why so?
为什么这样呢？
Well, because although they look externally pure in the eyes of the people, following many of their self-imposed ceremonies and rituals, but inside their hearts, they were actually ravening wolves.
因为在外表上看来，他们是好像圣洁的一群，因为他们遵守了自己所定下来的礼仪条文。但是在他们内心里，他们不过是咆哮的狼罢了。
And they bound people to their own laws, which were impossible to keep.
他把人捆绑在他们自己的律法当中，而这些律法是不可能去遵守的。
And all these laws were made just to make the Pharisees look good in the eyes of men.
而这些律法呢，不过是让这群法利赛人在以色列人眼中呢，看为是很神圣的。
For example,With regards to the Sabbath law, we know that the Sabbath law says that thou shalt keep the Sabbath day holy and not do any work.
举个例子来说，例如在安息日呢，律法规定在安息日你不可以做工。
So they took this to the extreme and they say, oh, even if you sew a piece of thread on the Lord's day, you are breaking the law.
法利赛人却去到极端，他说，倘若在安息日你用线缝了一些东西，这是你就犯了罪了。
If you walk a certain distance on the Sabbath day, or you are also breaking the commandment.
倘若在安息日你走了 一段的路程呢，那你也是没有守这个律法了。
In fact, even today, there are some new Pharisees which go to such extremes.
事实上，在今天也有一些一群新的法利赛人呢，他们也是这样走极端的路线的。
They say you cannot.They say you cannot take the public transport on Sunday.
他们说你不能在星期天呢坐搭乘公共的交通。
So what do they do?
那他们怎么做呢？
Well, on Saturday they take public transport and they camp overnight in church.
那他们在星期六晚上呢就搭乘公共交通呢去到教会，然后在教会住一晚。
And because they say that if you cook on Sunday, it is work, so they cook on Saturday. So the next day, they eat what they have cooked on Saturday.
因为他们说在星期天你不能煮任何的食物，他们就在星期六把食物煮好了，星期天吃。
And if you go to Israel today, in some places on Sunday, the lift button does not work.
那倘若你今天到以色列某一些地方呢，那个电梯的按钮呢？是不能操作的。
It will stop automatically on every floor.
它会自动的在每一层楼都停顿下来。
You know, quite useful in the time of this virus.
现在在瘟疫的时候呢，这样的一个措施是相当好的。
Maybe we should have lift whereby we say the floor number and then the lift can go up to the floor.
可能我们需要一些电梯，我们把我们要去到哪一层楼的号码说出来，它就会在那层楼停下来。
Then again, maybe this extremist will say, if you say the lift, the floor number is doing work.
那可能这些极端分子会说，你倘若用口说出你要去哪一层楼，那也是在做工了。
Is this righteousness?
这是义吗？
This is actually, something that is ridiculous.
这是荒谬的。
But this was the spirit that was present in the Pharisees in those days.
但是在当时候呢，在法利赛人当中就有这样的一个精神。
And yet, many of the people they respected them because they have a veneer of religiosity.
但是当时的以色列人却非常尊重法利赛人，因为他们在外在看起来是很敬虔的。
But now you have the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ upon the earth.Preaching and teaching the people the things of God.
现在，但是你现在有主耶稣基督在世上，在教导人关于神的真理。
And because he is a master teacher, many of the people flock to hear him.
因为主耶稣基督是最好的导师，所以许多人都涌来听他的讲道。
And they thought that he was there in order to.Go against, right, the law of the Pharisees and the Sadducees as well as the law that was found in the Holy Scriptures.
他们以为耶稣呢是以法利赛人、撒都该人的律法敌对，并且以圣经的律法敌对的。
In fact, even after our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ ascended into heaven, one common accusation of the apostles is that they taught the people to break the law.
那其实当主耶稣基督升天以后呢？其中一个常常对门徒、对使徒的指责，就是使徒们教导人们不遵守律法。
And that's why the Apostle Paul was sometimes called a heretic.
这也是为什么使徒保罗偶尔会被人称为是异端的。
But if we say that Christ is our righteousness, the first thing we must understand is that he has come to be the fulfillment of the law.
但是倘若我们说基督是我们的义呢，首先我们要明白耶稣的到来是要完成所有的律法。
In fact, this is the reason why it is necessary for him to come down to this earth to become a man and then after that to die on the cross.
这也是为什么他需要以人的身份来到这个世界上，然后被钉死十字架。
This is necessary, right? Firstly, becauseThe law of God must be fulfilled.
这是必须的，因为首先神的律法必须被成就。
And why did he come to fulfill the law?
为什么耶稣要到来成就神所有的律法呢？
Because we who are sinful men in the first place, we have broken the law.
因为我们作为人，我们有罪，我们就破坏了神的律法了。
We in Adam have sinned against God.
在亚当里，我们已经得罪了神。
And because we are so totally corrupt, we are unable to keep the law of God perfectly.
为我们完全的败坏，我们无法十全十美的来遵守神的律法。
So somebody must come to help us to fulfill the law.
所以必须要有人到来为我们完成神的律法。
And who is that person?
那这人是谁呢？
That person is none other than our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
就是我们的救主耶稣基督了。
As 100% God, he can come to keep the law of God perfectly.
因为他是百分之一百的神，所以他能够遵守神的律法。
Because he is 100% man, so therefore he can be our representative to keep the law.
因为他是百分之一百的人，所以他能够代表我们来遵守神的律法。
And so therefore, in verse 17 of Matthew chapter 5, he says,Think not that I am come to destroy the law or the prophets. I am not come to destroy, but to fulfill.
因此在马太福音五章十七节，耶稣说，莫想我来要废掉律法和先知，我来不是要废掉，乃是要成全。
In other words, all my teachings are according to the scriptures.
换句话说，耶稣所有的教导都是根据圣经的。
Yes, in fact, Everything that Jesus says is surely according to the scriptures because he is God himself. He is the living word himself.
事实上耶稣所说的肯定是根据神的话语的，因为他是那活着的道。
So whatever he says is nothing new. Everything that he says is according to the truth that is already written in the Old Testament.
因此耶稣所说的是没有新的，因为凡他所说的都已经在旧约里提到了。
And in fact, if one studies the Old Testament with the eyeglasses of faith, you will see that the Old Testament actually points people to believe in Christ the Messiah.
事实上，倘若我们是凭着信心来读旧约呢，我们就会知道旧约呢是引导我们来看待这个新约里的这个救主，来相信他的。
And that the Old Testament actually points to the work which he will do at Calvary at his first coming.
旧约也提到了他在第一次来的时候，耶稣在十字架上都要成就的功。
All the various ceremonies that you see in the Old Testament, actually they point towards Christ.
所以你在旧约里提到的仪式呢，都是指向耶稣的。
And there are also many prophecies about his first coming.
也有许多的预言关于他第一次的到来。
And like, for example, the 70 weeks of Daniel, which some of the adults in the English congregation have just studied last month.
比如关于但以理书提到的那七十个期呢，我们成人的团契在上个月也探讨了这个题目。
And Jesus Christ has come to fulfill like, all these things that were written about him.
主耶稣基督的到来呢，是要成就这一切所写的关于他的预言。
So one thing the people must not even begin to think about is that Jesus Christ is here to go against whatsoever has been written in the scriptures.
所以首先人们要清楚的知道，耶稣的到来不是要与在旧约里所写的一切的律法敌对的。
In fact, he is not come to destroy all these things. He is come as the fulfillment of all these things.
事实上，他来不是要毁掉律法，而是要成全律法。
And the reasons why, for example, we are not practicing some of these rituals that are found in the Old Testament is because Christ Jesus has come and already fulfilled like, those things that were written and performed in these Old Testament ceremonies.
而今天我们也不再进行了旧约所提到的一些仪式呢，因为耶稣的到来已经成就了在旧约所提到的一切，所以我们不需要再进行这些仪式了。
And you know, in the Old Testament, they look forward to Christ's coming. Now, in the New Testament, we look back in faith at what Christ has already done at Calvary.
在旧约里，他们是仰望将来耶稣的事工；我们现在呢，是回首看到耶稣所完成的，在十字架所完成的工。
So do not even begin to think that Christ is here to destroy the law. If you say that he is our righteousness, how can his function be?To destroy the law.
因此我们绝对不可以去想耶稣的到来是要废掉律法的，因为这是不可能的，他来是要成就律法。
That's why the translation in the Chinese version is good. It says here, 默想 means do not even begin to think like this.
因此中文圣经翻译得很恰当，第十七节说默想，就是你不要一开始就不要这样想的。
And this is exactly what is written in the original. Do not even begin to think like this.
这也是圣经原文呢所写的，就是一开始就不要这样去想的。
So it's really very strange that today people think that because Christ has come to die on the cross of Calvary, now I'm free to do whatever I want against the word of God.
因此是非常奇怪的，人们会想说耶稣已经死在加略山的十字架，所以今天我能够为所欲为，即使是与神的话语敌对的。
Now Christ has come to keep the law perfectly for us. How can we think that now we are free to break the law of God?
耶稣的到来是要成全律法，我们怎么可以去想我们能够破坏神的律法呢？
No, this is very, very wrong.
不可以的，这是非常错的。
And the reason why he must come to keep the law is because God is a God of justice.
为什么耶稣要到来成全律法呢？因为神是一个公义的神。
Since we are unable to keep the law, somebody has to keep the law for us.
因为我们不能够完完全全遵守律法，因此必须要有人可以这么做。
And so how did Jesus Christ save us?
所以耶稣如何的拯救我们？
Well, he saved us by his righteousness, he saved us by his obedience.
他拯救我们通过他的义，通过他的顺服。
And when we talk about Jesus' obedience, there are two aspects which we must talk about.
当我们谈到耶稣的顺服呢，有两方面我们要说到的。
The first aspect is his active obedience.
第一方面呢，就是他主动的顺服。
I will write on the board.
牧师会写在白板上。
Must be jot and tittle perfect, because later there's jot and tittle here.
每一点每一画都要正确的，因为稍后我们会提到这一点。
Active obedience, 主动的顺服。
主耶稣基督主动的顺服。
And active obedience talks about how when he came into this world, he lived a perfect life.
主动的顺服呢，就谈到他当他在这世界上的时候，他过了一个完美的生活。
We cannot live a perfect life, so Christ must live a perfect life for us.
我们不能过一个没有罪的生活，所以耶稣必须要为我们这么做。
And fulfill all righteousness.
并且要完成诸般的义。
And that is why, earlier in this gospel, we read about how Jesus Christ must go through the waters of baptism.
这也是为什么在马太福音前半部我们提到耶稣如何他要受洗。
And what was the reason?
是什么理由呢？
Well, Christ himself said, to fulfill all righteousness.
主耶稣基督本身说出理由就是要完成诸般的义。
And that by itself shows that he is come to what? To fulfill the law.
那就那个这样的一个说法就表明了他到来是要成全律法的。
And so throughout his life, he kept the Ten Commandments on behalf of us.
因此在主在世上的活着的时候，他为我们守了十诫。
Then after all these things, he obediently went to the cross to die for our sins, shedding his precious blood. And then after that, he was buried, and on the third day, he rose again from the dead.
在这之后呢，他很顺服的为我们钉死在十字架，留下了他的宝血。他死后被埋，第三天他复活了。
And that is what we will call the passive obedience of Christ.
这样的一个顺服呢，我们就会称为是被动的顺服。
The passive obedience of Christ talks about his willingness to go to the cross.
主被动的顺服呢，就告诉我们他很愿意，他心甘情愿的去到十字架上。
And all this he done so that every jot and tittle of the scriptures may be fulfilled.
他这样做呢，就是要律法的每一点每一画都成全了。
And so that's why you see in verse 18 it says, "For verily I say unto you, till heaven and earth pass, one jot or one tittle shall in no wise pass from the law till all be fulfilled."
因此在十八节主说，我实在告诉你们，就是到天地都废去了，律法的一点一画也不能废去，都要成全。
And in another portion of the scriptures, God says, heaven and earth may pass away, but my word will never pass away.
在天在圣经的另外一个部分呢，是圣经提到天地都要废去，神的话语永远都不会废去的。
In fact, there is a Matthew 24 verse 35.
那是在马太福音24:35。
And down here it says, one jot, one tittle shall in no wise pass from the law.
而这里在马太福音第五章是提到律法的一点一画也不能废去。
And what is a jot and what is a tittle?
律法的这一点和一画呢，到底是什么呢？
The jot is the smallest letter that you can find in the Hebrew alphabet.
这一点呢，是在希伯来文字里你可以找到最小的那个字。
How small?
是多小呢？
Let me show you.
让我告诉大家。
Okay, up there you can see how an ordinary letter in Hebrew would look like.
在上面你可以看到一个普通的希伯来文字是怎么写的。
You don't need to know what these letters are. You just need to know that is how they look like.
你不需要知道它是什么，你只需要希伯来文字的看起来就是这个样子。
But what we need to know is how the jot looks like.
但是我们需要知道这一点到底是什么呢？
How does the jot look like?
这一点看起来是怎么样的？
That is the jot.
那就是一点的。
Some of you, I think, will have difficulty seeing that, right?
我相信我们有一些人可能会很困难，不能看到这一点。
That is the jot.
点就是这么大了。
Now, what about the tittle?
那一画呢，又是怎么样的呢？
Okay, now let's see two different letters in the Hebrew alphabet.
现在我们来看在希伯来文字两个不同的字。
Does it look different?
看起来有什么不同吗？
Almost the same, right?
似乎差不多都一样。
The only difference is this. Allow me to show you.
唯一的分别就是在这里的，让我来告诉大家。Yeah.
Can you see that little protrusion there?
你看到那边凸出来的这么一点点吗？
That is called a tittle.
那就是那一画了。
In fact, these are not the only two letters with the tittle. There are other letters that are only differentiated by this very small protrusion.
事实上，希伯来文字还有一些呢，就是靠着这么凸出来一点点的那一画，来分别出两个字的不同，两个字母的不同。
And so you think if the yod is hard to see, this is even harder.
所以你倘若你认为那一点很难看到，这一画就更难看到了。
In fact, I wonder whether some of you can see it. Can all of you see it?
你们大家都看得到吗？
Maybe for me, sometimes I have to take off my specs to look at certain things in the Bible also. So I hope you all can see it.
有时候我还需要把眼镜拿下来，才能够清楚看到这一画。
In fact, now when I look at certain Hebrew words, I also need to take down my specs.
现在即使我看一些其他的希伯来的字母呢？文字的字母我也要把眼镜拿下来。
That is the tittle.
那就是那一画了。
So what is God trying to say down here?
这里神要告诉我们些什么呢？
What God is trying to say down here is that throughout all the ages, my word does not change.
神是要告诉我们，从以前到现在，他的话语都不改变的。
Whatsoever words I have given to you, every single word will be preserved to the jot and tittle.
凡神所赐下的他的话，每一点每一话都会被保存。
And if my word has been preserved until the jot and tittle, I will also make sure I will fulfill everything to the jot and tittle.
倘若神保守他的话语到一点一话，那神会确保他的话语的每一点一话都被成就。
And that is what Christ has come to do as our righteousness.
而耶稣作为我们的义呢，到来这世上就是要完成这一点呢。
And so if that is what God has said about himself and his word, then we must make sure that we must obey God's word.
如果神是这样的告诉我们关于他的话语他的律法，那我们就要必须要去顺服了。
Therefore, if Christ is our righteousness and we understand it correctly, it should lead to obedience.
因此，如果基督是我们的义，我们有正确的理解，那我们就会顺服他了。
And this is found in verse 19.
这我们可以在第十九节找到。
And here God's word says, Whosoever therefore shall break one of these least commandments and shall teach men so, He shall be called the least in the kingdom of heaven. But whosoever shall do and teach them, the same shall be called great in the kingdom of heaven.
19节, 所以无论何人废掉这诫命中最小的一条, 又教训人这样做, 他在天国要称为最小的, 但无论何人遵行这诫命, 又教训人遵行, 他在天国要称为大的。
And so, therefore, what we see in Christianity today, whereby there's this teaching, oh, there is little importance in following God's law, is actually against the Holy Scripture.
因此在基督教里今天如果人这样的教训人说你不需要去遵守神的律法, 这是错误的。
Verse 19 makes it very clear, whosoever shall break one of these least commandments and teach men to do so, he shall be called the least in the kingdom of heaven.
因为十九节很清楚告诉我们, 人若废掉这诫命中最小的一条, 又教训人这样做, 他在天国要称为最小的。
But then the Pharisees would say, eh, I did not teach people to break your commandments.
但是法律赛人会说, 我没有教导人去破坏你的律法。
In fact, I create my own laws to protect God's commandments.
他说事实上我, 设立了自己的律法来保护神的律法。
Is that so?
是这样的吗?
Well, later on in the Sermon on the Mount, Jesus Christ will give us certain examples whereby the Pharisees, by their words, by their teachings, by their actions, have broken the commandments of God.
在稍后的登山宝训呢, 主耶稣会告诉我们这些法律赛人如何通过他们的言语和行为, 他们如何的是不去遵守神的律法的。
But let's put it in this way.
但是我们可以这样的方式来说,
For example, just now we talked about the Sabbath law, right?
举个例子来说, 刚才我们提到那些安息日的律法。
Is it important to keep the Lord's Day holy?
我们要守主日为圣日是重要的吗?
Of course, it is important to keep the Lord's Day holy.
当然守主日为圣日是非常重要的。
And you should not be doing work on the Lord's Day. The Lord's Day should be a day whereby you come to the house of God together with the rest of the saints to worship God.
你也不应该在主日工作,反而要来圣殿中与其他的圣徒一起来崇拜神。
But if you come to church, simply because you want to look good in the eyes of men, like what some of the Pharisees did, then that is not right.
但是倘若你来到教会,只不过是要别人来欣赏你,认为你是个敬虔的人,好像法利赛人一样, 那就不对了。
You may appear righteous in the sight of men, but in the sight of God, that does not count.
你在人眼中呢,可能看起来是义人,可是在神眼中却不是这样。
And perhaps to look even nicer in the eyes of men, you may come up with your own laws on how to keep the Sabbath day holy.
也许你要别人对你更加刮目相看,你有自己的一套如何要来守主日为圣日。
No public transport.
你不要称答, 公众的交通,
no cooking,
不要煮饭,
no eating out,
不要在外面吃,
oh, you cannot keep, but I can keep, so therefore I am righteous.
你不能守这些, 礼仪条文, 我能够遵守, 所以我是义人。
Then whose righteousness are you relying on to get to heaven? Is it Christ's righteousness or is it your righteousness?
那你现在是靠谁的义, 去到天国呢? 是主耶稣基督的义, 还是你自己的义呢?
And so therefore, God's word says down here in verse 20, For I say unto you, that except your righteousness shall exceed the righteousness of the scribes and Pharisees, ye shall in no case enter into the kingdom of heaven.
因此在20节, 耶稣说, 我告诉你们, 你们的义, 若不胜于文士和法利赛人的义, 断不能进天国。
In other words, what Christ is saying down here is, you don't follow the brand of righteousness in which these Pharisees and Sadducees are practicing. If you want to enter into the kingdom of heaven, there is only one thing which you can do, and that is, you must trust in me. I am your righteousness.
这里耶稣是在说, 倘若你要进去天国, 你就不要跟随文士和法利赛人的义了, 你唯有来相信耶稣, 因为接着他, 你才能够进天国。
And if you truly trust in Christ as your righteousness, what would be exhibited in your life?
倘若你真的相信基督是你的义, 那么在你的生命当中会彰显一些什么呢？
Oh, it would be this genuine righteousness, right, that is rooted in God's precious word.
你的生命会彰显出那真正的义了，而这个义呢，是以神的话语为基础的。
And that is what Christ is looking for.
而这也是主所要看到的。
You know that Christ has come down to keep the law perfectly for us.
你知道主来到个世界上为我们完全的遵守了律法了。
And now you trust in Jesus Christ.
现在你信靠主耶稣基督了。
Surely then you must live a life of faith and obedience unto him, isn't it?
肯定的，那你的生活呢就要是顺服他的。
And that is what it means to be a Christian.
这就是做一个基督徒的真正意识了。
And that is what we pray that the Lord will help all of us also to understand.
这也是我们的祷告，神会帮助我们所有人明白这一点。
Why do we come to church?
我们为什么要来教会呢？
One reason only, simply because we love the Lord.
只有一个理由，就是因为我们爱主。
And because Christ has, Christ is our righteousness.
因为耶稣是我们的义。
So we must do that which is also righteous in the sight of God.
因此我们要神在我们要做神眼中看为义的事。
Because that is what the Lord has called us to do.
因为这是神召我们去做的。
Save us unto obedience.
神拯救我们就是要我们来顺服他。
In the past, we were not able to keep the law of God.
在以前呢，我们是不能遵守神的律法的。
Why? Because we are totally corrupt.
为什么呢？因为我们是完全的败坏的。
But now that we have believed in Christ, Christ now liveth in us.
但是现在我们相信基督了，基督活在我们心中。
And if Christ is our righteousness and now liveth in us, surely this righteousness must be exhibited in our daily walk.
因为基督是我们的义，基督活在我们心中，因此每一天在我们的生命里，我们都能够彰显这样的义。
So not just in church.
因此不止在教会。
But everywhere that we go, right, this righteousness of Christ must be displayed in our thoughts, in our actions, in our words.
所以无论我们在哪里呢，我们都要在我们的思想、我们的言语、我们的行为来彰显主耶稣基督的义。
And very soon, the Lord will teach us how right, to apply this principle in our lives.
很快的，主会教导我们如何在我们生命里来运用这个原则。
He will teach us this application with respect to the sixth commandment.
他会教导我们如何运用这原则呢？是关乎那第六个诫命的。
Thou shalt not kill.
你不应该杀人。
He will teach us also with relation to the seventh commandment, thou shalt not commit adultery.
他也会教导我们关于第七个诫命，你不可以犯奸淫。
And he will teach us also with respect to the eighth commandment, thou shalt not steal.
也教导我们关乎第八个诫命，你不应该偷。
Some of you may say, hey, where did the eighth commandment come in? Because it teaches us to love our enemies.
你说这第八诫命是在哪里呢？因为只是教导我们要爱我们的敌人。
Oh, because for every commandment, there is both a positive and a negative aspect.
因为在每一条诫命呢，都有它正面和反面的教导的。
The negative aspect of the commandment is thou shalt not steal.
那么反面就是我们不可以去偷。
The positive aspect of the commandment is thou shalt do good.
正面的意思呢，就是你要行善。
And in fact, the Bible in other places also talk about how, as Christians, we owe it to others to do good.
事实上，圣经在其他的地方也教导我们如何要善待别人。
And so, therefore, there is this teaching on how to love our enemies also.
所以我们也有这条教训呢，关于我们如何去爱我们的敌人。
And that is the kind of righteousness which God expects to be in our lives.
神也要我们在生命里拥有这样的义。
And we can do all these things. Why? Because we have already trusted in Christ as our righteousness.
我们能够这么做呢，因为我们已经信靠基督为我们的义了。
So we pray that this will also be how all of you will be like in your daily walk before God.
我们也祷告，我们每一天的生命里呢，都能够显出主耶稣基督的义。
Is Christ your righteousness?
基督是否是你的义呢？
Well, if Christ is our righteousness, then understand that he has come to fulfill the law.
如果是你就要明白，首先他来到是要成全律法。
And this is something that lead us to obedience.
而这会使到我们来顺服他。
May the Lord help us to understand this truth. Let us pray.
愿主帮助我们，我们一起来祷告。
Our Father in heaven,
我们在天上的父,
how we thank thee that you have given us thy precious word.
我要感谢你赐下你宝贵的话语。
And this word teaches us how you have come to be our righteousness.
你的话语教导我们基督如何成为我们的义。
We are not saved by our righteousness.
我们不是通过自己的义而得救的。
Yea, in fact, all our works before thee are like filthy rags.
事实上我们所做的义不过是破布罢了。
We can only trust, O Lord, in the work of our Savior Christ Jesus.
我们只能够信靠我们救主耶稣所成就的一切功。
And it's to him that we flee, it's to him that we cling.
我们是要紧紧地跟随他。
So Lord, we pray that you will watch our footsteps.
所以主，我们祷告你会保守我们的脚踪。
Help us to be ever faithful to thee.
帮助我们对你是忠心的。
And may our life be characterized by true righteousness.
也帮助我们在生命里真正的彰显真正的义。
Because that is what should characterize every Christian.
因为这是每一个基督徒所应该尽的本分。
This is a humble cry in Jesus' most blessed name we pray.
是我们谦卑的祷告，奉主耶稣基督的圣名求。
Amen. Amen.